Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 209. Today is Saturday, March 28th, 2020. I am your slightly frazzled host, Lita, and joining me this week is my co-host, that way, Stir. Hey, Stir. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you should know that I got dressed up just for you because, you know, like the rest of the planet, I've been sitting here stuck at home in my pajamas. So I went ahead and got cleaned up and put on a pair of jeans just for you.
Excellent. So pants is optional at the moment with this crazy virus going around. Hey, pants is optional.
Yeah. For
okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm working, so I'm not at home, as I've mentioned. We are not shutting down at the moment, so yeah. But this week we have got, and I was hoping to have him live, but we have got a live screenshot of him. There he is down there. Tyver is here. Welcome. Thank you, Tyver.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Thank you so much. And again, sorry for the technical difficulties. It's nothing like having everything ready and right before the start of the show, everything goes to crap. So awesome. But anyway, you guys are here. So thank you. Thank you. And chat room, welcome. Thank you for that. Let's start off because we got Tyber back and I wanted to have a chat with him and catch up and see what he has been up to. So Tyber, tell us, what have you been doing?
Well, I think it's been about a year since I've been on. I guess the big highlights I can remember from back then till now is making it to last BlizzCon, getting to run around with Stone for a bit when he did his flash visit there.
Yes.
So I do okay meeting people, but just hanging around with him, he meets everybody. It's like, I should just follow him. It covers everything.
Yes.
And after that, you know, we had the big anniversary event in game where we could make all that experience. And I did that, got every bit of experience I could get. And then those characters got killed almost immediately after the event was over. So I'm like, well, all right, that was good use of my time.
Well, good news.
Damn.
The XP is back.
Yeah, I know.
That is true. That is true. Damn. So how many did you end up killing off in that time, just after?
My two big ones. I had my best iron and my best pacifist. The pacifist was 80.
Oh,
and I hadn't been up there before, and I was flying around Jade Force, and I got too close to the enemy camp, and I shot out of the sky. So.
Oh, yep.
Oh,
yeah. Know that I do know that feeling, so yeah.
But at least you didn't feel the sensation of hitting the ground. You know, that's the good news.
Pretty much not, no.
Yes. Ouch. Alrighty.
Saw my frame go red and it's like, what? Oh.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, okay, but then since then, what are you currently focused on? And you know, like what class and what race? You know, what are you doing now?
I'm trying to focus for a change. I normally play everything all the time, so I'm mainly focusing on one pacifist and one Iron Man. And the Iron Man I've been doing and redoing as they drop is a paladin. I'm just sticking with one class and trying to do it till I get it right.
Yeah. Pally, that's you've been doing Pally for a little while, haven't you?
I'm trying to think. Last year, I think I had a hunter, Iron Man. It got killed in Ice Crown, and that's when I switched to Pally.
Yeah.
And currently, because this whole gigantic experience buff with the Winds of Wisdom, I feel a little funny about that, so I just started a new character playing Street, because I don't want to wait a month till it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I would start a new character and just play that exclusively here during the experience buff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am still doing fishing and cooking dailies on my pacifist. I haven't parked that one completely.
Nice.
That's a night elf rogue, isn't it?
That nice. Yes. Yes.
Which I always thought was, why? It's like, come on, rogues are meant to kill things. Come
on. It's quite funny.
Pacifists are meant to be sneaky.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's it. It's one of those. What do you call it when it's the opposite of what it should be? Isn't there like a word for that? It's
an anomaly. I don't know.
Yeah. It's quite funny. Rogues are cheats. No. Well, maybe a little bit. Some rogues. I must admit, I've had quite a few rogue friends over the years, and some of the nicest guys, but when they get on their rogues, oh my lordy, you do not want to mess with them. Some of the most vicious players I've ever known. So, Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you so much for subscribing 15 months. Heart you. So thank you very much for that. That's lovely. Yeah, that's crazy. But the Pally, you feel comfortable with the Pally, Tiber?
Yeah, I do. I play it, you know, my 120 that I play the most is a Pally as well. And although it's much, much different as an iron, still.
Yeah.
A lot of the big moves are the same. Mm-hmm. And so I do have a lot of muscle memory there.
Yeah. Do you, I am really fastidious with setting my keys up to be exactly the same. So all my warlock keys right across from my main through to my irons and my bloods all have exactly the same key bindings, right? To make life yes. easier. Because why would I have different key bindings if I'm playing the same type of, you know, the same type of tune, really, when it comes down to it. Do both of you do the same thing?
Yes, I'm much the same. In fact, between classes, as much as I can, I keep them the same. My self-heal is always on the same key.
Yeah.
My oh-no button is always on the same key. Mm-hmm. You know, try and keep them the same.
Nothing quite like messing up your key bindings and finding that heal button is not where it should be and losing a tune. I did that a very long time ago. I think it was fairly early on in my Iron Man path, and I think probably about the second or third tune that I'd made, and yeah, did not have the key binding. So lesson learned on there. Alrighty, so you're playing, you're really focusing on two that you mentioned, which is, you know, focus Tiber. That's good, very good. What goals are you working on? And obviously, you know, we've got Shadowlands coming out sometime this year, but have you got any goals that you want to get done before Shadowlands hits?
Yeah, I'd really like to get an Iron Man up to 120 here before the leveling system changes, because
yeah.
once that happens, it's going to be a completely different, you know, game for Iron Man. So I'd like to be able to accomplish that. That's mm-hmm. why I've kind of quit playing some of everything and just focus straight on Iron Man with a little bit of pacifist for dailies.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And, you know, that's always a nice thing to be able to do. And passies, you know, it's a different way of playing. That's for certain. So do you do the usual, like I play pacifist first and then hop on other tunes? So I don't accidentally, you know, poke something with my little dagger. Actually, technically, I've got a dagger and a fish. I think I've got a dagger and a holding a fish in my rogue's other hand at the moment. I think, from memory. Do you guys?
I do try and keep it separate so I don't mix them up. It was a lot harder when I was playing tins, greens, and iron,
mm-hmm.
mixing them up.
Yes. That does sound definitely.
But with just the two, it's much more clear which I'm doing at any given time.
Very true. Very true. Hazzy says pacifist is like self-isolation from the virus. No, it's not. It's just like any challenge tune could be like self-isolation from WoW. That's, you know, from in-game. That's what it is. That's what a challenge tune is. But, you know, pacifist is very chill, Azzy. It is very chill. With a little bit of side of a watch what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to get messed up real quick. So, that's what my 33 Passy says. Yeah, I knew he had a Passy.
Well, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, what's stopping you from getting to 120? Especially with this XP buff going on.
Mostly the part where I keep dying. I had some trouble here late last month. My main PC died.
Oh,
and I had a good laptop with a video card. So I kind of switched over without too much of a break, but I found out I think it's because it doesn't have too much memory. It had a bad habit of locking up for like 20 seconds, which isn't bad on like a 120 character, but it killed about three of my Iron Man that way. First time I didn't realize what was happening. But yeah, all of a sudden you're pushing buttons, but it's not doing a thing, and by the time it does, it's too late.
It's like being dismounted in the air. You're flapping your arms, but you're still falling.
On this current character today, I got stunned, and it's like, well, that's a lot like the same with what I was going through. You push the buttons and it doesn't do anything. So I'm hoping to do better here in the future. I made an equipment change.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Well, you've been doing the Pally, you've been doing the Rogue Night Elf Passy. What tips and tricks would you give for people who want to try the challenge? Besides the dying part, we caught on.
Yeah, which Nisi has, you know, could be a possible show title. That's, you know, the part where I keep dying. So I've written it down. Thank you, Nisi.
Well, for paladin specific tips, I like to build up, especially at the lower levels, build up a full bar of holy power and have it carry over, you know, while I'm fighting and finish with that and carry it into the next fight. That way, if something surprises me, I've got two quick counterattacks I can do.
Yeah.
But it does mean that for at least one fight, I'm kind of like, auto attacking and self healing, so I don't use that holy power. But it comes in really handy, like if you go against a rare or a big quest character. Another thing is, to me it feels like paladins are really strong right as they dig 20. They get the Blade of Justice talent, and kind of there's a period there of, I don't know, five levels where the mobs don't really catch up, so that's when I go and try and do quests that I think are going to be hard to finish, like killing Foreman Sharpsneer or the big demolition quest over there in the Draenei area.
Oh, I hate that Foreman inside that cave. He's rough.
I just got him today at like 22, and it was manageable, but I know if I get much higher, it won't be so easy. Also, for just overall general character tip, I'd say is when you do kill a named mob like that or a rare, get your loot and get out, because I've been killed hanging around doing something else and they respawn on me. So just get in, get out, don't give them a chance to get you a second time.
Or if you're lingering, you know, like that cave in Westfall, where you have to go in, kill 12 dudes, and listen to the, put the crate down and listen.
Yes.
By the time you get there and you listen to the crate and the story and all that, they're already respawning. I just hearth out. It's like, I'm not going to fight my way out again. I'm just going to hearth.
Hearthing is good. Well, funniest thing with that particular quest is you can do that without being in the cave.
Oh, wait.
If you go on the hill on top of the
Wait, what?
What?
You can find the spot on top of the cave on the hill.
Yeah.
And you can actually listen to it without being in there. I've done that.
And why have you withheld this from us all these years?
Yeah.
I don't usually quest for Westfall anymore. Yeah. I didn't realize everybody wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't know because I've died too many times to that.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start a new tune just to try that.
Yeah.
Try it. I've done it. I don't think they fixed it.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting because I know I've lost a couple of tunes. That's why I don't do Westfall anymore because it's always been.
I'm gonna drop and go. You...
Bye, Stir. Yeah. It's off. It's like off and running.
Son of a gun.
You go test it for us, Stir. Okay. You can report back next week. How's that sound?
Okay.
let us know. Yeah.
You just changed the game for me.
Yeah. Nisi's like, no, that's thinking outside the cave. That is very, very good. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I have to check it out.
It's a chance. It's a chance to flirt with Vanessa, so I'll still do it. But
yeah.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
I totally knew what you were thinking, sir. I knew that.
Yeah.
But nice. All right. Anything else? Any other tips or tricks? I mean, you've just given us three, which are all fantastic, but that last one was very, very good. So anything else you want to add before we get into our weeks of WoW?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So tell us, how has this week been for you? Because obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on IRL, which everyone should be pretty much aware of what's going on. So a lot of people are not working from home, on the PC. Noticed internet has been very crazy for a lot of people. There's been some, was there DOS attacks this week as well? Like, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So, but for you, in game, like, what have you been up to in WoW?
Well, like I say, I mean, a lot of it was just getting the new PC online,
mm-hmm.
you know, downloading the game, downloading all the add-ons. Most of those aren't Iron Man specific, but, you know, just for the way I play regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, you know, I did get to play, you know, some, what do you call it, current content earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And logged on, and my friends were like, hey, can you heal a Mythic Plus? And I'm like, sure. And we did a bunch of that, and that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. And there I had I was still using the laptop.
Yeah.
And we were in the middle of one of those fights, and my
my
PC locked up for 20 seconds.
And
I came back, everybody was still alive. I popped some cooldowns, and nobody said anything, so they probably just thought that's my usual erratic style of healing.
Just go with it. Just say, that's how I heal. Nice. Oh, well, lucky it only locked up for 20 seconds. That's very good. All right. Anything else to add?
I guess nothing, you know. I started playing my new Iron Man, and it's amazing how fast that leveling goes.
Yep.
I see no point in doing any quests that are tedious at all anymore, you know, they'll like kill 12 of these monsters or whatever, because you can just do the good stuff, cherry pick your favorite quests and do them up in levels.
Mm-hmm. Get double XP. Yep. Again, thank you, Blizzard. There's nothing we can do about the buff, so, you know, all challenges, go forth, have fun. You know, level away. Get yourself ready, because Darkmoon Fair is coming as well. That's always another point to remember. Next week. Next week.
The gamers out there want to know what kind of new PC. I mean, you can't just say, yeah, I got a new PC, started it up, and I got to level 20. Well, we want to know details, man. Details.
I'm not big on the specs, to tell you that, you know.
Wait. What? Okay. You know, the pendulum just swung from I know about the crate now on the hill to I don't know what the specs are. I
focused on it when I was shopping. Mm-hmm. I've actually had it for a bit, but didn't want to do the whole change out between computers. It's just mm-hmm. when I realized this laptop's not going to cut it, I finally said, okay, yeah. I got to get this thing out of the box and get it online. Yeah. So it's a trait of mine. When I'm shopping for something, I do look at details, but it seems like as soon as I've made my choice, I kind of forget all about it. I've had people, after I got a car, you know, try to debate me about the merits of something else, and it's like, I don't know now, because I'm not shopping for a car now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as long as it runs well.
And to give you an example, I jumped into Taco has a Discord channel as well, and I mm-hmm. jumped into it to say hi, and one of her fans posted a picture of a new PC tower that they've got, and this thing, I kid you not, is the size of a dorm room refrigerator. And it's lit up, it looks like it's water cooled mm-hmm. or Freon or something, and mm-hmm. it's the size of a mini refrigerator, and mm-hmm. you're like, really? If you play WoW with that thing, you better be able to set the slider bar of graphics all the way over to the right, you know, mm-hmm. to Uber Max. Yep. That will be the dream PC, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Mine's got pretty, I must admit, like, you know, pretty shiny things that go, you know, like sparkly is always good. So I've got sparkly stuff on mine. When I got my PC, I was like, when we built it, it was it rotates through, you know, multicolors, and it just it's nice. It's nice to have, you know, to go
and
with
it functions as a nightlight
at night. That's right.
I was going to say exactly
mood lighting.
That, yeah.
Mood lighting. That's right. It's quite good. So yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tiber. Thank you for again being here and for telling us about your week and what you've been up to. We will find out now from Stir. So first off, you tell us how your week's been. What have you been up to?
Besides getting out of pajamas, you know, this whole XP thing really, and I gotta admit, I've been kind of bored and restless. You know, you walk from one end of the place to the other, look out a window and go to the other one, stand up, and it's just, and this XP thing started, and I already had a druid, but I was like, I'm kind of bored. So I just deleted it and started a new druid. And nice. I thought, I want to start from level one mm-hmm. with this, you know, with this XP thing.
Yeah.
And oh my, this is, people, if you're hearing this, go start a tune. If you don't have mm-hmm. one, go start one. Go start an iron. It is amazing. You level so fast. It turns your leveling path upside down. You know, mm-hmm. we've all done the same leveling path, you know, at least once or, you know, more than once. And it just throws it out the window, but for the good. I mean, you know, when I left the Night Elf starting zone, I was like level 21, something like that. And normally mm-hmm. you're like level 12 or 13, so yeah. you're 21. And then, and you can skip all the bad grindy stuff. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, you gotta go kill 12 of these dudes plus 10 more of those guys. And it's also a bad drop rate.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm not going to do it. Because there's so much, well, if there's so much points, it's like, why bother? It's like, just, you know, go for the easy pickings quest. You know, if it says, go kill one dude. Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll go kill one dude. Go pick up some sticks off the ground. Okay. I'll do that. But if I got to do a mini STV nesting way quest, forget it. I'm mm-hmm. like, no. You can just skip it. And, but there is a dark side to this. So, okay, both in, let's see, the Pali and the, you know, the Goldshire starting area and the Teldrassil for the Night Elves.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know how like in Teldrassil, you'll just kind of go, you're level five, you get up the hill, and there's your first rare, that little bear that's, you know, padding back and forth. He's like level six, and you're like, I can take him, and you do. Yeah. He's nothing. He's like, oh, thank you for the bag.
Yeah.
So then you finish that, and you go pick up some pine cones, and you go, you know, mess with some dude in the cave, and you come back, and there's that same exact rare. He's respawned, and you're thinking, ah, you fool. But he's level 14 now, because you are too.
Yeah.
And you start the fight, and hey, wait, he's not going down. Wait, run. It's like Shadowmeld. He was a lot different, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of worry about that dude in the cave in Loch Modan, you know, the foreman. Because mm-hmm. I'm now in my 50s. I haven't even gotten over to the lock yet. That's how behind I am.
What?
I know.
Crazy.
So can you imagine going over to try and the foreman over in Lock in your 50s? I bet he's got more skills than...
than the scout.
Tiber, can I put the crate down in Loch Modan and the foreman just die?
I haven't learned that trick.
No, that might be one you can test. You might need to, you know.
I might have to, or skip it. So that's what So that's what I've been doing this week. Is I've been playing. Nice. So my tune is 5 days old, and I'm already level 52, 53. Yeah.
So is that? What's play time? Did you do a slash play?
Yes, slash played is like 21 hours. So,
damn.
Damn, it goes fast. Can you imagine if we had a contest going right now?
It would be very interesting.
Done in a few days.
Probably.
Ashley said, but Vanessa would have more experience too. I can't wait to get over to Northrend and Olga the Scalawag Wench and see what if it's still just a goal to get the money from Captain Adams or something. So,
one we'll day, see. 9 hours. Level 63, nice one, Ozzy. I want to say to Mr. Charming, thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you. Appreciate that. Heart you as well. There we go. Thank you. I think has been one of those things, Stir, that the higher levels that we take certain mobs on, our abilities can add to and things can change. But you know, I'm all up for saying you go test it and report back. You let us know.
it does change, and then it seems like around level 30-ish it's still moving pretty quick, but then it kind of fall back into your old patterns of the zones you want. But boy, you can sure pick and choose, and you know, stay away from the grindy stuff or the really dangerous ones, and just go,
that's true.
Go cherry pick the points, because it moves fast. So
mind you, the grindy ones are good because it's the bonus on XP, isn't it? So that includes killing. So if you're killing 20 things to get one, you're getting all that bonus XP. See, for me as a lover of Bloodthirsty, I'm just going, just keep killing.
A special request. I need you guys to stay out of Winter Spring. That's where I do all my chest farming. And so, unfortunately, some other people have picked up on this. And so, you know, hey, you know, I get over there and it's empty. It's like, what the hell? Who? And I see, Zaya is logged in. It's like, oh, dude.
Get out of my zone. You'll just
get off my lawn.
That's why you're not supposed to tell anybody your fishing spots.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, you know, there should be this little thing that pops up when you're logged in and you're over there, you know, like we'll log in and there'll be this thing that flashes on the screen that's like, FYI, Sturz in Winter Spring, nobody go there. I'd be like,
get out, get to the chopper.
Exactly. Sounds more like the leaders in lock mode and warning to me.
I'm happy I'm happy to share, except when people take my res. That's I don't like that. I'm happy to share, but don't take my res. That's all I'm saying. No, I must admit, I haven't been over there for a little while. I've kind of been distracted on other things. So, speaking of other things, which would be pacifists, I hit 72 on the baby pacifist this week. So I got a couple of levels on her. Mm. So she's a little tauren druid. So we go flying around and it's really good. I thought with this XP and obviously, you know, going Sholazar, thank you Sholazar, love Sholazar, go picking the herbs and, you know, get some Saronite and all that wonderful, wonderful thing. So I got two levels on her, which is amazing. Thank you, Mrs. Charming, thank you for the bits as well. Yeah, that's very sweet.
By the way, 72 is not a baby. 72 is a senior. You can you can get discounts now at store.
Yeah, well, she feels still like my baby. I should start another one. Anyway, we'll see. However, my big girl. Everyone can. Since when have I ever focused? Honestly, guys. So the other thing that I did manage to do this week was not only did I get one level on the big girl, I got two levels on the big girl. So Passy Leader, my Night Elf Rogue, hit 116.
Congratulations.
Yesterday, yes. Which
you can taste the 120.
I can. However, I will let me tell you a story. And Fair, I can't remember who was online. I know Fair was there. I took her, there was two things that happened. I felt like I just needed a bit of a chill and wanted to do a bit of archaeology. And I thought, you know what? Yes, I've got the level on my rogue, but you know what? I feel like digging. I just want to go chill out, do a little bit of digging, you know, off we go. So I'm over in Eastern Kingdoms and, you know, it's back and forth, up and down. STV right up to, you know, Eastern Plaguelands is back and forth. That's fine. Don't mind. But there was a dig site over in Hillsbrad. And obviously, as an Alliance player, there is no flight path to Hillsbrad. So I thought, oh, closest one? Yeah, Arathi. Yeah. Rathi, that sounds good. Let's go to Refuge Point. Off I fly. I start flying. Lucky I didn't walk away from the computer. Normally I don't now. Sometimes I have been known to walk away from the computer while you're flying. You know, it's a good time to go refill the coffee, all of that type of stuff. I try not to do that now because I know people have had DCs. Anyway, I'm coming into wetlands and I'm flying through wetlands and all of a sudden I'm thinking I'm 116 and I'm going to land in Arathi. This does not feel like a very good idea to me. So considering Arathi changes.
So you're pulling the cord, you know, to let the bus driver know you want off.
So
what you're doing is
all of a sudden, I've just, you know, it's like ding, 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 going, should you be doing? And I've just gone, press stop. So I've just gone past, what is it, Green Grove? No, what's the, you know, just that night elf with the big tree in winters in wetlands. I've just gone past that. So and the realization, and I'm like going, oh shit, I need to stop because there's Dunmord is the only other place. And I'm like clicking that, please stop, thinking, oh no, I'm gonna land, you know. And sure enough, I managed to land there. So obviously clicked in enough time that I could go there. And then I flew without going through Arathi. I threw along, you know, flew along the coastlines to hit Hills Brad. But that was my first, you know, oh shit moment. So yay. However.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, your passengers were freaked out too.
Yeah. Okay? Well, hey, it was a bit like that. And then I get over to Arathi and there's a dig site down. I get over to Hillsbrad and, you know, on the map. So if you're looking at the Hillsbrad map, down on the bottom right hand side, there's the spirits, you know, the dwarves, the dwarf kind of tower, and there's lots of those lost forlorn spirits and things like that. And it's just up from the Naga, and there's bears and there's owl beasts and there's all sorts of things. But there's a dig site that pops up every so often. It's not too large of a dig site. It's quite a decent, and there's not that many mobs around. So, but there are a couple. So I get over there and I'm like, yay, okay, we've got a good dig site. I start digging. I'm about halfway through digging, and all of a sudden I dig, and I could see her going, you know, like this. And I'm thinking, she's taken an awfully long time to survey this spot. And she just kept digging. And I'm typing. And I'm going, lag. Have I DC'd? What's going on? First, typing back to me, she's like, yeah, well, it is a bit laggy. No, you still haven't DC'd. And I'm like, I can't move. So I move. She stops digging. And I'm like, okay, all right, lag's finished. So I go to dig again. And the same thing happens. There's nothing that pops up to be like, hey, you're digging. It's just she's doing the whole, you know, the dig action. And I'm sitting there and, you know, I don't know if it would have been a good, I don't know, good 5 minutes of it was crazy. Might have been longer. And in the end, then I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't mount. I couldn't hearth, I couldn't dig. I'm just standing there. I've got mobs around me. They're a bit away, but you know, when think you're going to fly in, fly out, that you're not going to be there too long. So you're not really paying that much attention to padding mobs. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to have to shut the game down. Like I can't log out. I can't do anything. I'm gonna have to force a shutdown, which I did. And I tell you what, it was the most, I felt so sick, because I'm sitting there and I've got my head in my head in my hands, and I'm thinking, this is, you know, this is such a sick feeling. So I totally understand that whole dreaded. When I finally get back into game, no, she's just standing there. She's like looking up at the trees, like going, this is nice. This is pretty. Everything's far away. And I'm just like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But oh my Lord, I did not feel good about that. So again, just, yeah, poor fair was given heart failure too. She's sending me messages and just like, are you okay? Wow. You're back in game. Yeah. It was very, very, very scary. But there was no sign of lag other than something just balked. I logged out. I took Fair's advice. She said, get to an inn, log out, take some time away. I did, because I was like this. I was shaking like a leaf. And when I logged back in, I flew us straight over to Airy Peak, and I said, I'm logging, logged out, walked away from the computer, went out the back, and I'm like just going, ah! So,
well,
yeah.
You had us when you started the story out that you ran into lions, tigers, and bears. So
it was. So anyway.
That was for Assy.
She's okay. I did manage to finish and got her to the 116. last night. So yeah, that's been my week of challenge tunes, actually. So yeah, we're all getting there. But again, that Winds of Wisdom is certainly, you know, again, thank you, Blizzard. Everyone, just, you know, it's there, utilize it. There's nothing we can do. So yeah, no more excitement, Fad. I'm sorry, I nearly gave you a heart attack as well. Yes, no dying.
Does everybody want to take a 5-minute break and go get a drink or something?
Yeah. I know. Very descriptive.
It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. See you in five.
Let's just pause. Everyone pause. Let's go get a drink. Hang on. Let me refill. Yeah. Let me refill. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm nearly out. Tell us about, let's switch gears. Tell us about what's going on in the World of Warcraft.
All right. Okay. Hang on. Let's do, where's my bumper?
You got a bumper?
I got a bumper. Yeah. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
And it's Rogue Slayer. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Always appreciate that. Okay, just there's a couple of things. So as everyone may or may not be aware of, the Blizzard API, it's still wonky. And Alminia is very busy working his way through all the hiccups that are going on with it. So again, thank you for your patience. There's not a lot we can do when it's the actual API stuff that's coming through. There has been a lot of changes that Blizzard has made over, you know, since they've had to change things. So we're fixing them as fast as we can. But don't forget, guys, you know, IRL does happen, and we have got a very busy and probably exhausted Alminia, but he is busy fixing things. So again, Alminia, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He is doing a wonderful job, and we do appreciate that. So, but again, what were you going
to
say?
Next person to die has to send Alminia some donuts. So, normally the donuts go to the guild, but let's divert them to Alminia.
He would probably enjoy that somehow. I think probably. that would be good. So yeah, if there's anything wonky on the sites with your tunes, again, let us know, guys, because we know the API is, well, you'll see. I've put the when we get to the state of the challenges in a minute, the API is very balked for some tunes. So
I was just glancing through it. It looks like it's a 2-year-old list.
It's just looking at these. I can only work with what I've got.
It won't be the state of the challengers, it'll be a flashback of the challengers.
exactly. So we're gonna, you know, I could totally just be like, you know what, we're not doing it this week, and that's not fine. So we're gonna have a little bit of fun with it. And, you know, again, if you're up there and you shouldn't be up there, well, you know, yay, go you for making the list because of all the craziness. So
and send us some donuts. We'll code for donuts.
Yeah. I don't have, sorry, I didn't make donuts this week. I made cornflake biscuits again, so. And Marlow slice, which apparently is now the family's new most favorite two things. So yeah, but I'll have to get back to some donuts at some stage. All right, now the other thing that I want to mention is I got some information from Spreadshirt, from our store for merchandising. It's been suspended because of the virus. They are not posting anything. So you can go on and have a look at things over at our merchandise store. But until things settle, they will not be shipping anything out. So there are no promo codes. There is no nothing from the store at the moment. It's a pretty website. You can go and have a look at all the things that you might want to get eventually when it comes back, that they're going to start production or start doing that again. Okay, so just letting you guys know that if you do pop over there and you're like, why can't I get anything? there is a message that pops up to say, but yeah, they're not doing any posting until they've been deemed that they're able to, obviously, from the authorities. So, okay. Yes.
The XP bonus is going until April 20th. So plenty of time to start a tune or dig out an old tune that's just sitting there and get some very fast points. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it.
And as I said, Dockman Ferries starts next week. So, you know, it's I don't know. I'm going to guess, obviously not for a challenge tune, but for a normal tune, I'm going to be thinking there's going to be some maybe stacking of the Weebuff. We'll see. But obviously not for a challenge tune. Do not go and get a Weebuff. But yeah, if you want to start a pacifist, I tell you what, you'd get to level 5 real quick and get those professions. You could easily start a pacifist right now if you needed to, or if you wanted to give it a go. Just saying.
Feel dirty. Feel dirty. I don't want to be a tree hugger.
Be as painless as it ever could be right now.
Yes, exactly. It could be the most interesting experience you'll ever have. Just think, you don't have to go hugging every tree. You can go and smack some more if that's you want to do.
You know, we're not allowed to go to the doctors right now. You know, I'd rather either have knee surgery or start a hunter, you know, just to drive my friend over there crazy.
Do a hunter, absolutely. Do a hunter pacifist. I'm just saying, kill two birds with one stone. I know it'd be crazy, but you know sometimes you just gotta send out a challenge and be like, let's see who's gonna do it. Just saying. Anyway, yes, 5 is right. Pacifist would be easiest to start when Dark Moon Fair, but you know, again, go for it if that's what you guys want to do, and give it a go. And Chris is right. I never thought I would ever play a pacifist. I thought, nah, that does not seem like me at all. And here I am.
First time I came on, I told you and Stone I was having the most fun with my pacifist, and you both were kind of like, okay, what? That's nice, buddy.
I know. It's very chill. I do like, I must admit, it is one of the most chill things about playing the game. But at the same stage, it's probably one of the slightly most intense things because of, you know, being very, very careful. So it's a balance of in between both, which is an interesting mix, probably more so than any other challenge tune that I've had. So, alrighty. Anyway, we're going to do the state of the challenges. And as I said, the report has come out and there is just so much interesting. Again, I'm just going to let you boys read it and you know, you guys can have a good laugh because there's stuff that you're going to be like, so, what?
Just looking at these names, this is from 2 to 3 years back.
Yep.
So this is a flashback.
Yep.
So we're going to read your name and you're going to go, wait, that's a 10 now. Or I killed that thing off long ago. So there's some cute names, you know, even before some of you ever started the challenge.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's a mix of revisiting. And the balkiness, and you know, it's and there are some, you know, there are some real up-to-date things that happened this week. It might be a guess which one is actually this week's. So that could be what it is. But anyway,
or who's still alive?
So anyway, we're gonna, you know, again, it's what it is. So Tiber, do you want to take the irons, please? Let's have a look at our iron list, because I found this was very interesting.
I gotta say, I'm really relieved that there might be some inaccuracy to this, because at first look, it's horrifying.
I know, right?
At number 10, you have Iron Stars, level 88, rest in peace. Number 9, Zaya Pally, level 92. Number 8, No Deadster, 93, rest in peace.
Hey, you know, that is my banker tune. and I killed her off, I don't know, 5 years ago? I mean, that's a long time. But I did log in, so Almenia, that might be the trigger. If you log in that's with an it. Old iron, that's mm-hmm. the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Nice.
Number 7 is Iron Star, 93, rest in peace. Number 6 is 5 Chesty, 96. Killing blow percentage too low, 0%.
Yeah, 5 Chesty's
only... Not sure how you
get
to 96 that way, but...
5 Chesty's only iron. Yeah.
Number 5 is 97, level 100, red flag, mage portal taken.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is Zaya Monk, 111, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is Iron Capper, 111, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Feratelli, 111, rest in peace. And number 1 is Zymcor, 113, rest in peace.
I would have to think that nice. Those, most of those is because people's logged in. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of
yeah,
logged
in.
Yeah.
I know Furs is a 10.
Yeah.
And yeah. And let's do... A real death that occurred this morning was poor, I'll think of his name, just a second, sorry. we did lose one guildie this morning at level, yeah, Jang at level 88. And
yep.
His hunter. And he was, you know, talking about professionals, thanks, Zaya. He loses it, and in guild chat, he goes, oh, I guess I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm dead. Yeah. We're all like, whoa, mm-hmm. well, oh, be right back. And boom,
he
has left the guild. And then suddenly a whisper, guild invite, please.
Yeah.
And it's like, he went
off
from
he
dead
again.
To level one. He went from 88 to level one in like 2 minutes. I mean, it was like, whoa. And I'm thinking, well, if that's how you feel about it, mm-hmm. how about some donuts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, dude, and of course, I think good thing Assy wasn't there because he likes to have his mount washed. That's he'd rather have that than a donut. So it's like, okay. So, but anyway,
yes.
Sorry, Jang.
Yeah, Jang. Sorry, 88's rough. Absolutely. Mm. But again, I would agree. I think the trigger is, you know, people have been logging into tunes and maybe it's bringing up stuff from, yeah. Years
yeah,
ago, so
yeah.
Very interesting to see.
It is. Well, let's do some of the bloods.
Let's
and,
do bloods.
One thing I've noticed is that there's a number of Zaya tunes, and this is before he started the random tune generator scheme. You know, so these. Sorry. This is going to be some bad memories for you, Zaya. at number 10, Ensorcel at 36, Zaya. Biney, at 40, maybe? but dead.
Mm-hmm.
Blood Rid at 41, Blood Cell level 45. Lock Zorts at 59. Wouldn't it be funny if Zorts joined this late and he goes, wait, what the hell? 59? What's going on? Nisi, 66. Blood Zorts at 83 and dead. I almost remember the story of that one dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 Chesty at 96, Soul Snuffer 99. Wait, Nisi, when was Soul Snuffer 99? And Soul Stoned at 111.
No, so, that one she leveled this week. So
well, how did?
Yeah.
How did 5 Chesty make both lists?
That's before the code was changed,
so
you can't be on two different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, challenges.
5 says it was originally listed as Iron, Blood, and Passy. Back that was like way back before, so now you can't do it. Yeah, so he's now a bloodthirsty pacifist, or bloodthirsty pacifist.
And Nisi is saying that, you know, her tunes are current. So this people is what we mean by wonky.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. Okay. And again, there's this, you know, there's just have a bit of fun. If you're not supposed to be there and just, you know, we take it with a bit of grain of salt because it's a bit, you know, that's yeah. what we've got. So we appreciate though everyone that's leveling, but we'll get Tiber, do you want to take the who's next?
Pacifist,
that's it. Go for it.
Pacifist at number 10, we have Ash Packy at 84. Number 9, since Relic, but yeah, you've kindly gave me a translation of Lekoskuska, yeah. Mm-hmm. 86. Breeza at 86. Ferrisky at 88. Inept Iron, 92, rest in peace. 5, Chesty, again, 96.
Cheater.
Pacifist, 104. Hacker. Auntie Entity at 105, rest in peace. Passy Lita, 116. And Bear Truth, 120, red flag, 2 kills, and 15 killing blows.
Again, I'm like, is that like an old?
Yeah. And you hit or he hit 120 and just went out and had to just kill something. It's like, after
yeah,
all that time.
Yeah, I'm a bit...
That's why I wonder if he hit 120 and became a regular.
Well, yeah. Okay, so what most people know is the old website, if you... Once you hit max level, like 110 and then 120, whatever, the system would freeze your tune at that point in time and never look at it again until the next, you know, patch or the next, expansion comes out. Mm. Well, maybe that's part of the wonkiness, is it's looking now. And so it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. So, as I said, look, there's all kinds of craziness going. I know Omineers had chats with the guys from Blizzard, and it's, you know, we can only get what we can only deal with what they give us at the moment. So if their side's wonky, yeah, we just gotta wait. It takes time for all these things to settle, but you know, it makes for interesting reading.
It does
at the moment.
It
so
does.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
it brings back memories.
Yes.
Yeah, some of these. Mm. Yeah,
exactly,
because I remember that person gave me some donuts and that person gave me, hey, I got... Speaking of donuts, this next list is tens, and by definition, you died at least once to be a 10.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
We've got Phonic at level 32, Ten Junny at 39, Iron Grimmy at 51, Grincali at level 52, Irony at 65, Karasa 66, Zaya Rally 103, Ferris Skay 104, Iron Clapper, and Feratelli at 111. So
nice.
Now, Nefer, isn't that one a living or a living 10? A living 10. Well, yes, you've died, but
yeah,
it's a valid 10, but she says no in the chat, so
no.
Yeah. All right,
Feratot, well, was Winema's that she just lost a couple,
yes,
of days ago.
Oh,
wasn't that... So,
hugs to Winema. Yeah.
Yeah, which I think she said she was about 30,000 XP from the dinging, and I can't remember what she had said. It was something happened. Did she?
Yeah, something happened. It was almost like she got overwhelmed with
it just,
with a mob or something.
Oh,
I thought it
was
a mob death.
Was it the mouse? Was mouse? Something happened with the mouse.
Oh,
she
mouse
changed
yeah.
and pressed and got hit with two mobs and went to hit her heal button,
yeah.
And because she was on the mouse, something, using a different
like
mouse,
that.
And got, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so again,
yeah. Fur says using a different mouse and got
so
ads.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So
very
sorry. But you know what? She's off and running again. Like,
she
you
is.
Know. Again, a true amazing veteran of the challenges, because she
and I kid you not, I do use a I do use a cordless mouse, but I've got like 4 sets of batteries sitting here on my desk, so
nice.
And I have learned, you have to learn to change a battery
real fast
during a fight, yes, really quick.
Yeah,
it's a skill, people, learn it.
That is Oh, absolutely. Alrighty.
I don't think you can buy a corded mouse anymore, can you? Do they still exist?
Yeah, they're still out there.
Yeah, I just got one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're okay. Good. Yeah. Anyway, we could talk about mouse forever. Okay, who's reading the next one?
Our Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Tiber.
Tiber.
That's the Greens?
Greens, yes. Let's go with the Greens.
Yeah, we got Liskoska again, who's also on the pacifist list at 86. Albino, 86, rest in peace. Lore Keeper, 87, rest in peace. Seffi Green, 93. Krimi Crunch, 98. Chris Dude, 99, rest in peace. Ferrita, 113, rest in peace. Green Cell, 117. Very Greeny, 118, rest in peace. And Ferret Tot, 119, rest in peace.
That's hers. Again, you know, heartbreaking, but amazing. Amazing person to be able to pick yourself up and away she's going again, which is fantastic. Well done. I'm going to guess there's a few of those that have had a possible login, maybe a login. But yeah, as I said, it's been an interesting list this week. All right, Working Man Stir, who have we got?
We got at number 10 at level 29, Hynista. Mm-hmm. At level 31, Lurst. Green Worker, or something, you know, like close to that. Mm-hmm. 34, Tireless, died at 40. Zaya Wolok at 50. Verona, my Verona, at 51. Work It Assy, a blast from the past. 68, but dead. Working Cell, 69. Five Capenda. Panda. Oh, Five Panda. Yeah, okay. At 88. And Fur Winter at 119. Fur, what's the status of that one?
Fur is so close. That was Azzy's DC the other day. Yeah. Azzy. Yeah. Sorry, dude. Yeah. Ouch.
Halfway through. So go, Fur, go.
Keep going. You know, she is so close. Yeah. We're just, you know, take it easy, but we are very excited for her. Mm-hmm.
You can do
it. And you know what? It's, terrifying. Absolutely. All right, let's look at the teams. Tiber, I will get you to do, what have we got? We have got teams, which is fantastic. Can you do all of them for me, please?
Certainly. For Iron Teams, at number 3, we have For Honor and Beer, 10. Number 2, Boosted Animals, level 10. And number 1, Bubble Arrows, at 20. For Blood Teams, we have none. For Green Teams, we have Dumpster Fire at level 11. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like we had a few new teams this week. Not sure if I'm going to guess. Five would probably tell me. Is there a new Taco Five? No? Or these are just completely new teams? I'm not sure. Yes, there is a new Five and Taco One. Excellent. Dumpster Fire. I did figure. I was kind of like, that does seem to be a Five and Taco name. So I was hoping that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, before I forget, the other thing which I meant to mention, Stir, when you were talking, was to say, again, the other week, you did something that was, you know, very super exciting. And you got to max level on your Working Man, which you'd started for the contest at the end of last year, which is fantastic.
Oh, congrats.
So, you know, we are super, super happy and super proud because you are now the second max level Working Man toon ever. Yes.
Yay.
So I just wanted to, you know, give you some props and be like, congratulations. And I'm sure there'd be someone out there who would be, you know, say something smart in the fact of, you know, about time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
In fact, his name is Execute.
Yeah.
And he would say, oh, welcome to the party. And
yeah.
I'd be going, oh, what party?
My party.
This isn't a party.
There was a party? Who did? But, where was? Yeah.
Fur, if you'd like to join this threesome,
yeah,
me and Execute, if you could ding 120, come on.
Yeah, like she's so close. So that's, you know, again, super excited for you both to have, you know, that we're going to get more working men. And again, for everyone, it's our most newest challenge tune that's been in, I don't even know, a year, maybe just over a year. And everyone's supporting it, which is fantastic as well. So yeah, Fair started during the contest as well. So super excited to see that.
If I can just do it, you can do it. Come on.
Yeah, just take it easy. We take it easy. So halfway through the contest, you lost your big, yes, you lost your other one. So again, and congratulations, obviously, to Euster and to Execute, who was our first, and everyone doing Working Man. Thank you. Enjoy. Again, you've got a wonderful Blizzard thank you buff that you can utilize if that's what you're doing. So yeah, be careful of DCs. We want you to get there safely, Fair. So, you know, take your time if you have to. Alrighty. Okay, let's have a look. Where's my bumper? Where's my bumper? Here it is.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Thanks, Zorts. Love that. Love that. Super excited about that. All right, now, it is the time, and I know Azzy's had a bit of a crazy week, so thank you for sending this in. Let's do his bumper, because we love hearing the bumper. Here it is.
It's Azzy's pun.
Makes me smile every single time, I tell you. Thank you, Azzy. That is fantastic. Okay, Tyber, I've not read it. I've not even paid attention. So hit me with it. I'm hoping it's a good one. Go for it.
Okay, Azzy says, he just noticed two large bumps on his car battery. Had them tested, and one came back positive. Hope it's not terminal.
Okay, not bad. I like it because it's technical.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you, Azzy. No, definitely not gold. No.
Yeah, sorry, not gold. But,
yeah.
Wow, it's not it's not bad. It's not bad. So hey, that's not bad.
You know, he's been current with current events, you know, so I can see the tie-in, understand, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not negative. see, get it? Positive.
Stir, can you do the question?
The question
me,
of the week, yes. So we did have someone ask, am I allowed to use this item, Ashes of Akumbo? Well, you know, that sounds like the misspelled gumbo. Ashes of Gumbo. It's a blue item. Mm-hmm. And if my memory serves me right, it gives XP. So that was the question. Can you use it? So we looked it up and we chatted it amongst ourselves. And Wowhead says, well, it doesn't actually give you XP, but it does give you one whole bar of rested XP. In the sense of, you know, it gives your, you know, it moves your rested over for a whole bar. So it's, you know, that's a lot. Mm. And so it is a form of help. And so the answer is no. It's going to give you rested XP boost, and so it's not allowed to use. Mm-hmm. It's also a level, you know, we did some more digging. It's a level 91 item, and it's a blue item, and it's a drop. I think where's that at? Draenor, or Legion, one of the two. Anyway, you really should not be clicking on anything that's green or blue or, you know, other than say a toy. You know that toys are allowed, but anything else that's like that, I don't be clicking, because you don't know how it's going to react and if it's going to modify your stats. And if it shows up in stats, you could easily get flagged. So So yeah. Just yeah, and if you've made it to 91, you know, don't mess up your tune with clicking. just be conservative and don't go into ClickFest.
If in doubt, don't do it. Like, yes, you know, do you really want to mess up a tune on the thought of, right, oh well, maybe they'll say yes. So please, yeah, you know, just
if not,
put it in your Guild bank, sell it, whatever, and you know, but exactly. Yeah, like Stur exactly. says, it's,
or as my wife likes to say about all my hobby stuff, if in doubt, throw it out. You know, spring cleaning over here.
What?
Like, hey, what? Yeah. What's this computer? We don't need this. Let's throw it out.
That sounds crazy. Yeah. Who throws anything exactly. out? It's just, yeah, you know.
My spouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gets into that mood of let's clean up this place.
Yeah.
So do the same with your bags and blue items. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the challenge turn, obviously.
Yes.
You know. Just give us bigger bags, Blizzard. Just please, more bank space. Poor leaders. Anyway, that's a whole tangent for another time. Okay. So now, Mrs. Rock Guru did pop a question into the chat room. So if your pet gets the killing blow, does it count against the kill count? And Zaya did respond. So thank you, Zaya. Pet kills from your pets do count for you. So yes. So it's always good to know on that one. So thank you very, very much for that. Yeah. Anything else from the chat room that I can think of for the moment? No. Arminia, yeah, we know we are so appreciative. I know that you're busy working on the website. We all are very thankful. So, you know, fingers crossed, but we do understand things have been a bit crazy for you.
Thank
website,
you,
API.
I appreciate it very much.
We do. So thank you very much for that. Okay. All right. Now, I did get a challenger tip of the week. And this one comes from, I was online last night while I was playing. I'm going to say I can't remember. I was playing, I think, my big Passy while I was doing some leveling. And Passy Lemon. So Lemon was on their Passy. And they're in our Wormrest Accord guild over there, Alliance side. And they had mentioned to me that they'd like to put in for the challenger tip of the week. And I said, sure, hit me with it. What have you got? So they said that one of the things that they do is they rename a combat pet, or, you know, one of our little pets, to be called Be Careful. And they have that out every time they play a challenge tune. So you can constantly see this little name that says Be Careful, which reminds them while they're playing their challenge tune to be careful. And I thought, you know what, that is such a really cute way to go and a good, you know, visualization while you're in game to remind you to be careful. So thank you. Thank you, Passy Lemon, for that one, because I think that's a really great, I'm just trying to think what pet am I gonna call? I don't know. I may have a couple of pets. Just a couple.
You know,
just
that that explains why Assy dies. Because he names his pets Stir. So, dude, you need to stop naming your pets Stir and name them Be Careful.
That's good. That is very true. Nisi says the alarm about Pat would be a good one. I think, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have a look, because I'm kind of like, do I want something like cute and fluffy to be careful, or do I want something that's a bit, you know, like scary? So, but really great tip. And that is one that I am definitely going to use. A lot of times I don't necessarily have one of the little pets out, for most of my challenge tune, but, I do like to have them out. So I think that's a good way to go especially for me. So great tip. So thank you very, very much for that. We do appreciate that. Nisi does say make sure it's a pet that doesn't kill mobs. Not too bad unless you're on a pacifist. Not a good idea on a pacifist. There are some critter ones that will kill critters. Like the creepy crate. That one, do not have that on your pacifist, people. Just saying, right now. There's another one too that does. Can't think of what it is off the top of my head, but yeah, you know, something like a cute fluffy bunny, snowshoe rabbit is very cute. That's the first pet I ever got way, way back a long, long time ago. Snowshoe rabbit. So maybe we might have to do that one. So yeah. Okay, anything else, boys? I don't think I can see anything there. KT Pet, thank you, does, that's the other one. KT Pet does do that. No. Alrighty, let's do the thank you. Stack, can I get you to say our thank yous to our Iron Elites, please?
Oh, man, look at this list.
I know. Okay.
But it is a great list. And that, you know, wholeheartedly, we do thank you because it's because of the Iron Elites and other forms of assistance that we're able to bring you this podcast, able to keep the server up and running. We really appreciate it. So with no other fanfare, Aleandris, Assy, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Elby, Fur, Frasley, Gatson, Grand Nagus, Keyvamp, Chris, you're such a sweetheart, thank you. Lyson, Martin, Mr. Bright 01, who knows Nisi pretty well. Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Return the Mac. Return of the Mac. Okay.
Yes.
Rude, myself, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Thule, Omenia, Winema, sorry for that loss last week, Zaya, and Zortz.
Nice. Thank you very
and if
much.
If we missed anyone, yeah. Sorry if we missed anyone. In fact, that's a good point. If we missed anyone, you're going, hey, I got shafted. Send us a note and we will make sure it gets on the newer list for next time.
Yes, definitely. But it is pretty up to date as of today, which has just changed because I've got a couple of people I need to add in, or at least another one. So again, guys, thank you so much for the wonderful support. We do truly appreciate it. And obviously, if you're a part of the Iron Elite, there is on our Discord, you get your own little channel, and Alminia posts some little things in there that only the Iron Elites get to see and get to do. So again, you know, that's just little perks for being a part of the Iron Elite. So again, guys, heart you all for all your support. So thank you very much. Now, the other thing that I want to I know I always do this every week, but really words don't do it justice. I have to say, on behalf of obviously Stir, Stone, and myself, our wonderful mods for doing all the things that they do to help to look after the Discord, the chat room, the forums, answering questions, all the things that Nisi does with the website and the blog posts and all of that. So thank you to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you guys again. You know, without you guys' help, life would be a lot more crazy. So thank you for all the things that you do. Also, Alminia, again, can never say enough thank yous to this man. He is a godsend. Thank you so much for all of the things that you do with the website, the coding, fixing the bugs, you know, the API craziness. We do appreciate it. So, Alminia, thank you so much for that. Now, thank you to everyone in the chat room who's been hanging out. Sorry again for the late start. Yay for technical stuff, but you guys for hanging around, being here, listening and watching the show. So thank you so much for that. And for everyone at home who might be listening to this on, you know, the podcast version, thank you so much for your support. Now, excuse me, the throat is starting to go, which means I must need more coffee. Okay, so we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, April the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Zorts will be here next week. So that will be fun, because guess who hopefully will do the Iron Elites next week, because, you know, I do like when Zorts does it, so that should be good fun. But Tiber, thank you so much for today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your stories and for allowing us to catch up and see how you've been going. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Well, thanks for letting me come on. It was a lot of fun, as always.
You're welcome.
Pretty much the main place you can find me online is at Tiber_WOW on Twitter, or you can catch me lurking in a lot of Twitch streams as Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Because that's where I'd look for me if you're looking.
That is Sounds it. Good. That is it. Absolutely. All right. And we will have all of that information up on the website, which is over at wowchallenges.com. You can also find our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel information there. Now, if you want to listen to the show, please listen to the show. If you want to listen to the podcast version of the show, please pop over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. That's where you will find us. And if you would like to send an email to me via the show, then please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stir, where can we find you?
Looking for donuts. But you can also find me mostly in Discord, you know, near the top right hand, you know, up in the list, with the name Stir, or hey, join us on Worm Rest Accord, and just do a search for who's on WoW Iron Man, and if you see someone named with a Stir in their name, that's me, and just whisper and we'll get you on there. Right now my tune is called Silly Stir.
Nice.
So next one's going to be Dumpster, thanks to this episode. But yeah, Silly Stir.
I don't know. Tester sounds pretty good. You haven't had one of those, have you?
No. Dumpster next.
Dumpster and yeah, okay. All right. No worries. Thank you for that.
If something should befall Silly Stir.
Yeah. Well, with the buff, you know, again, we can always be prepared. Start another tune with this wonderful buff. So, you know, utilize it while we can, which is great. All right. And don't forget, guys, you can find me. If you're looking for me, I'm on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. And you can check out another show that I do with Stone, which is Adventures in Azeroth. Nisi says Windstir. That one's a good one. I like it. Okay, Stir, can you do the final thank yous, please, for me?
Of course. If I scroll up. Okay, but so, you know, every time we start and stop these podcasts, you hear some wonderful music, intros and outros. Well, we'd like to thank Mark Conan for our intros. And you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. And of course on the Outbound, which you're about to hear in just a few, Epic Insanity, we'd like to thank him for the outro, and you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Nice, excellent. All right, well, before I play the outro, I've got a request from someone. So let me just bring this person in. So yeah, where is he? Does he want to hop in? Because I know he's in the chat room. Somebody wants to say something.
Wait, what?
So I was going to say, if you want to, he needs to do it like right now. Otherwise, I'm doing the outro. I was going to say, where is he? Nope. I'm not sure. Maybe you can't. Rolls. Yeah, he's got the roll. Nope. Maybe not. Okay. Maybe you have to do it in the afters. Anyway, all right. Let's do the outro, and we'll see. Maybe you might pop in after the show. Okay, guys, thank you again, everyone. Please stay safe, both in and out of game, especially in these crazy times that we have. Everyone, please stay safe. Have a wonderful week, and we will catch you next week. Say bye. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.